Welcome back to Film Music Fridays, episode 27. Today, from 1951, the great science fiction classic, The Day the Earth Stood Still, the original before it was remade with Keanu Reeves. This one, directed by the great Robert Wise, I think one of the greatest directors in our history, known for so many American classics, from West Side Story to The Sound of Music, The Andromeda Strain, Star Trek The Motion Picture, The Sand Pebbles, but this is one of his earlier films. Bernard Herrmann, the composer, also one of the greatest in that particular craft and film. This is my favorite score that Bernard Herrmann ever composed. While certainly one of my favorite movies of all time, this is definitely a corny picture. In 1951, the visual effects were not what we have now, so they were really forced to use their creative imagination, and director Robert Wise had to rely upon the color mastery and talents of Bernard Herrmann to help take some of these otherwise fairly corny scenes a little bit more seriously. We're going to take a look at two scenes today, the first of which is the main title. The instrumentation to this film is really quite unique. Bernard Herrmann was known for very interesting instrumentations in his music scores. This one features a large orchestra, four tubas, two harps, two pianos, large percussion, a theremin, two Hammond organs, electric organs, some really, really cool sounds. So let's have a listen to Herrmann's main title here, and I hope you can appreciate just how much atmosphere and color he brings to this in an otherwise very stale main title to prepare us for what's to come in the rest of this science fiction classic. As I mentioned earlier, this film is a little bit on the corny side, which is part of the fun. This next scene is a great example of Bernard Herrmann's music stepping in to give life and color to an otherwise fairly stale scene. The visual effects here are very slow. Gort walking down out of the spacecraft for the first time, encountering the United States military. But Herrmann's music gives us great weight and ominous foreboding qualities and these things that otherwise would not be there just watching this very, very stale moving image. Now, the lasers coming out of his eyes are accompanied with really fun effects in the orchestra. So let's have a look, let's have a listen to what Bernard Herrmann did to the masterpiece directed by Robert Wise in this scene. And we'll see you next time for episode 28 of Film Music Fridays.